Yes, to
him. Yeah, the brain doesn't feel pain, but everything else that feels pain is actually part of your brain.
Playing with bowling balls in the backyard.
A foolish predilection for taxonomy makes you look at your brain up in your skull. All the nerves throughout every inch of your body are actually a part of your brain. And that part can feel pain. It's just a part up in the head that can't feel any pain.
Which part of it is your brain?
Our presence is trying to help.
I'm saying it's all the brain, Philo. I'm saying it's wrong to think that you can take the brain out of the monster and put in the other monster. That part is simply the central organization, the ganglion.
It's like in the movie The Tingler.
Well, that's the tingler. You take that out of the spinal region.
But if the tingler still had the brain attached to it, that would be the thing you're talking about.
Well, it has its own brain, obviously, and that's how it humps along the floor. It's like a mantis, and it's guided by its own brain. And its brain has a tiny brain in it. It's part of the wonder of life.
And part of the wonder of the glory of our founding of this great land.
Yes.
And here we are marching along with that ganglion.
Marching through liberated Europe. Yes, General George Patton and his tanks rolled ominously on over field and dale.
Did they care? They cared not.
Until they ran out of gas.
Pounding out all the squishy things underneath the mighty tanks.
Yes, they knew how to make things public in those days.
Certainly public.
In a time of political turmoil and anti-climax, these giant rumbling tanks were the answer to everything.
And they brought forth the glory of their music, pounding it out.
The squeaking of bogey wheels became symphonic movements.
The massive speakers amplifying the squeaky wheels.
The low-frequency rumble became the swell of the orchestra.
Some people thought it was a little overdone.
Some people tried to get out of the concert hall.
Crawl out from under it, and yet there they were. Squishy little under things.
Did you ever see that movie, A Very Long Engagement?
Not yet.
Oh, there's
that.
What?
That movie, A Very Long Engagement, have you seen it?
No.
No, well, it's... This whole bit about the tanks is reminding me of how during one scene in World War I, they have this convalescent hospital for people who've been wounded. They're in the same room as a giant Zeppelin, which is up by the ceiling, eventually blows up and burns everybody in the hospital.
But
dead.
Wait a minute. Now, the hospital is in a room that contains a Zeppelin?
You could say they set up a field hospital inside the lower part of a Zeppelin hangar.
Ah, okay.
This
that
primitive
makes sense.
World War I Zeppelin that's up there, and bombs come through the roof, causing the Zeppelin to rise against them. A rope comes loose. It's all
a Zeppelin rises up
thing.
Against the masses that
no, the bomb is partly stuck through the roof with the activator on the end, and
the
meanwhile,
tyranny of the bomb.
Somehow the Zeppelin down at the hospital level with all the nuns and everything has come loose and
Zeppelin
is slowly moving up, and everybody knows it's going to hit the end of the bomb. Anyway, it's interesting film.
Innocence.
I think you would enjoy it.
Naivete, the Zeppelin.
We used to sing a song about a Zeppelin in elementary school as part of our education.
A god.
The Zeppelin floats like a big balloon over the city and under
as
the sky.
As they lie convalescing in their hospital beds, they looked up at the glory of the Zeppelin as it rose.
They got some pep from a Zepp, except unfortunately
chamber.
It was full of flammable hydrogen, which
hydrogen
went kaboom.
Hydrogen,
but that's
no
not all. The whole movie is full of stuff like that.
But this is the best part of the movie.
No, only one part.
Oh, yes, when the Zeppelin blows up in the sky.
We are the best part of the movie here on the show. Call 848-4455-10 area code. If you want to join these two scholars in the middle of the show. All right, turn off your radio. Turn up your mind.
Sounds like some kind of a giggling idiot out there. How often we've met these moon-faced morons. These lank-jawed, slab-sided, rough-hewn sons of the soil. And yet, they boing up back again.
What's that smell?
That's show.
Ew. Smells kind of humusy.
That's the night soil.
Smells like night soil. Or
you know, everybody's like always trying to get me to eat humus. And isn't that the same as dirt, huh? Hmm? Isn't it? Huh?
Yeah.
So what is this horrible guys,
but it's a humorous dirt. To, it's real funny
I don't
dirt.
Care how many
that's why
veggies
they call it humus, because it's short and it's derived from the ancient Greek humorous. So
from a humorous humidor.
Which means that it was at one time once part of the
what's happening to the Portland
funny part
Bible?
Of the thing.
Of your
and yet
upper
the script
arm.
Says so you should do it here on this spot.
In the
in 1797, along with your founding fathers, themselves.
Yes, they were theists. I mean, not theists. They were deists.
They were. You're saying they were not theists? Not theists? They were some kind of. Did they have
Flotthika?
Oh, nice lighting.
The sign of the Hagenkreuz.
Aye.
The broken cross, a cross with both ends.
The sound as it swings through the
used
air.
Used by the Kirsteiner Brigade.
As a weapon of
Aryan
destruction.
Aryan sons of...
you know.
The Aryan
you know,
cool. sons of...
The guy with the
of
mustache.
Fathers of sons.
Do we really have to say? And so...
These are the sons of the fathers.
The Führer.
As they go forth from
yes,
the fatherland.
Genetically perfect specimens grown in advanced secret super scientific labs. This new generation of Aryan supermen will sweep the world and
oh,
make it safe.
They're
going to
sweep the world. They're like the janitors of old,
of
sweeping
national
the corners
socialism.
Of the world. All four corners, scraping the gradu from the corners.
Remember,
these famous swastika-laden janitors
of blonde
old
Aryans to sweep away the gradu from each corner of the world.
Scrape the gradu from the corners. Of your mind.
Call it, if you will, biological emergencies.
Our man Flint.
Well, you have, you're in Flint, Michigan,
this,
you're saying?
I got this one recorded.
You're
in
Flint,
it's great.
Michigan?
Yeah.
It's Flint, the first release
it's
of
where
the
they make cars
soundtrack
or used
recordings.
To.
By our favorite super spy.
Not got to know how to nap Flint, you know. If you've got to be a caveman, you've got to nap Flint.
With a lighter that does 99 things, 100.
Like mine.
And don't forget when the presidential phone rings, it goes.
Not the president's analyst.
No, it wasn't the president's analyst, but a phone does play an important role.
It's confusing because you could.
Well, now that is confusing.
The president's analyst and in like Flint could be all cut up together and make
the president's analyst is a little has a different. Well, it's
a whole, but I'm talking about slicing little pieces. And,
oh, I see.
Running around, you know, like the death scene where all of the agents of all the countries get killed trying to get him. They kill each other in a big circle while he makes love to a hippie chick, I think they were called.
Did you hear that? I heard the door open. It sounded like the Star Trek door open.
What, somebody's here?
The Star Trek door in the back room, right. That special door that we use to go into the holodeck.
Just...
Well, if it's hollow,
it's good to know
how to go in there.
Everything is working perfectly.
Here it is. No,
just running it through its paces here. This is just the...
I've always wanted to ride this elevator.
I have too, and it's great to know that you can push this one button, and every mechanical process will be kicked into action.
Now let's go up to
simply
the bridge.
Simply by this one giant red button.
Well, you're not supposed to be there. Yes, I know, but
you're not.
But all
to be
the
there.
The stories take place there. So let's go.
Dr. Hal and I are supposed to be there. You're actually
just take
only
it
a simulation.
No, up. That's right. Yeah, we go
you're
all the way
simulation.
Up and we get to the bridge. I think that's what's up there.
Now these
there
elevators
it is.
Go
See,
sideways.
Wow, look at this. The set. It's all
the
just
chair.
Like it was in the.
This is great.
Do you want to sit in the chair?
Yeah, I'd like
should
to sit.
I sit in the chair?
Okay, you go
chair,
first, and then I'll sit in the chair, and we'll
it's
we'll
comfy. You can kind comfy. Of wiggle around.
I like the way it reclines. That's excellent.
Good back support.
Then those
like
hands
JFK's
are coming out and massaging your neck at the same time. That's
right. They just They keep coming and having me sign things while I sit
there.
Right,
these beautiful women are coming and having...
They're in mini skirts and boots, and they give me things to sign every minute or so.
Mini skirts and boots, and that's all.
Well, I don't know about you, Doctor, but I think
I'm just watching this action.
X-ray vision is
this
on
action.
Overdrive.
Just watching you sitting in this chair.
Oh, now if someone wants to come
door.
In. I'm not sure we.
I'm going to open one of these buttons. It's a red
does anybody
button
know?
Does
oh,
open
just a second.
The
you remember Flint's bedroom and his, right. his brownstone?
There,
in New York
I got the door open now.
Here, what are you doing? Leave that alone.
Yes, I remember Flint's bedroom is like whenever he would open a wall, there'd be a beautiful woman or something.
Handed
like
him something. Yeah.
Up the motor.
And
is
they
just
all got
catching.
Along with each other. That was a good thing. We had like four hot chicks.
That's
all
the incubator
them.
Room. We brewed these chicks under a giant
did you have to
bell
paint them
which
pink?
Can. Raise thousands of tiny
pink
chicks
and
at
yellow
once.
Yellow and green and whatever
turn,
the Easter demands
fluffy
were.
Yellow chicks into pullets.
Oh,
then
pull on it.
One is surprised by this rate of development.
He pulled on it, and
then
this is what
achieves
happened.
A pullet surprise.
We I pull said it. He pulled on it, and this is what happened.
Yeah, he pulled on pulled, nothing.
You push the button. You don't actually have to push it. I mean,
Max,
pull it.
Push the button.
Thermopylae.
Functions in biological...
Thermopylae, yes, we're talking about Thermopylae.
Don't worry
objectivity.
About it.
Things that talk.
Okay, so you've got the Thermopylae
so what do you call
wave.
The fear of worrying, Dr. Howe?
And then you ship it over here.
Flies coming out of your mouth.
Oh, no,
don't worry about it.
Oh, I'm going to call the law.
I've got the fear of worrying. I'm just so
I'm using the special enterprise lawnmower. This is cool.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's the Johnny Rocket mower.
You need to take a special pill.
Yeah, it's the fear of fear. That's Pam of the
light. Listen to the soothing
it's different than panphobia. It's the fear of everything.
Rambling.
Phobophobia.
Ruggedy, ruggedy.
That's what it would be. It'd be phobophobia.
There is phobophobia. That's the fear of fear.
Really and there's FCC-free radio phobia, which is the fear of FCC radio.
Yes, the fear of having to pay $115 yeah. bucks
oh,
for doing two shows.
That's part of what K-Rock was trying to
give
was
up that,
how sad it is to
have
do that show.
Well, it's a pity that he's sad to do his show.
It is, because if you have a radio station, it should be like this, really fun.
It's like a giant video game.
It is. It's like the video game players here for your enjoyment.
That's pretty unique that you hate your own show. So.
I hate my show.
We play the video game so you don't have to.
We are a video game.
And then we tell
an
you
evolving,
about it on
expanding
our radio station.
Computer game.
So you can visualize what fun it might have been had you actually played yourself. Here comes the game, the latest games.
Oh, cool.
Coming in the slider ramp right now. There,
we're
going to
show you how the concept differs from its alternative.
See how easy it is to be a political
judgment.
Tyrant? Here,
this video game
box.
Is a story of lofty epistemic ideals fused with workaday practices in the making of scientific images and pictures of
they're
monsters.
Nice images.
Huge monsters that are ready to attack at the drop of a hat. From the 18th century through the early 21st centuries, the images that reveal the deepest commitments of the empirical sciences, from anatomy to crystallography, are those featured in bulging scientific atlases. The compendia that teach practitioners what it's worth looking at and how to look at it. Now, don't worry about any of this stuff. Just relax, lean back, and enjoy this, our feature presentation.
Put your shoes back on.
I'd like to take mine off, actually.
We don't want you drinking that.
This is radio. I can actually take my shoes off here on the radio. And I will, because it's soothing and healthful, salutary and prophylactic. Yes, you want to have your shoes off to prevent foot decay and the horror of psoriasis.
The horror of the night creatures.
Supposedly the EMIR broadcast could be heard here, and others, like Pete Goldie, as he told me at the chicken party last night, watched Burning Man on the computer and then went and took a long shower while he smugly thought of all those people suffering.
It begged that. You watched on the video cam as it circled around.
You watched it too on the video cam?
Yeah, it's like...
Because we were searching for it and we couldn't find it at all.
It was right above Larry Harvey's camp.
Larry Harvey's?
Yeah, so Larry could like look out over the plains, the landscape, and survey his domain easily from the vantage point.
I never see anybody up in that thing, but you could go up and you could even... picnic up there, or watch the whole burn from there.
I don't feel like picnicking.
Well, in any case,
it must be quite a lot of labor to erect that giant tower that they have at Camp One.
Yeah, no, she's trying to sleep. Would you be quiet now?
What?
Oh no!
Okay.
Oh, she's flatlining. I'm not going to take
her.
The blame
we
for
need
this.
A
one.
New caller at 8484.
Plug the phone.
8484-8445. 8484-8445.
Quick.
Yeah, give
maybe
her
you
a
can arouse
call
her.
848-4425.
Oh, she's definitely becoming aroused.
In the 510 area code, we will arouse your deepest memory and most intimate personality
fears.
Your darkest fears will be made shockingly realized, realistic, and we'll confront them together. Because we're your friends here on the show. Just wanting to forge those
at
bonds of
we
love
think we are.
That illuminate our lives.
Illumination.
Like
of
a
our
beam
lives.
Of light bursting through the clouds in heavenly
the driving thing that
to land on the upturned bombosity of a squealing infant.
The planet. And making a greener environment for you since
a greener environment since
shaping your world
no borate compounds
with a greater theme
baby wipes
than what was previously held by the previous historic
and this shall be known in
administration
eternal glory forever. Also in the news, the platypus was revealed to have committed a series of jewel robberies in Sydney, Australia.
The year 2000.
You know, the platypus is poisonous. I guess you know that. Most people know that.
Oh, it is poisonous. And when you're driving down the highway really fast and you see those flat platypus on the side of the road from being flattened by the splatypus. That's what they call them. And you see them flattened like that and you wonder, why can't I do that?
Why does this have to happen?
Why can't I be the one that accidentally flattens the platypus?
You could.
Into
it's just
a splatypus.
Oh, man. There you go.
See, they cause car wrecks,
car.
Too.
I just wanted to flatten the platypus.
Well, people swerve and you have
everybody listening
terrible disasters.
I didn't want the platypus driving
every single
my car.
Listener in every single car just was in a wreck. Because
this
said,
is from a 1950s
okay, here,
film.
Well, I'm going to make a list of
called The Last Platypus. Where a teenage couple encounters a platypus on the road and ends up in a tragic and gory...
Right here, but I'm not smoking a cigarette while I'm waiting.
Yes,
no, man, there's...
Over here
the
is a little piece of his arm.
Is full of gasoline.
That was his eye there. And this is the beak
explosion.
Of the platypus,
the platypus
irrevocably
beak,
intertwined with his large intestine.
It's a delicacy in this part of the state.
So is the large intestine, actually.
Well, they cook it. They take the beaks and they cook them in the large intestine, much like
sheep, like haggis,
weird haggis,
like
form
Paul
of
haggis.
Haggis.
Okay. Yes,
it's okay. Just show. I'm just showing. Sorry,
it's just a bag,
didn't
a clustering bag of platypus guts,
a clustering bag of haggis,
platypus.
Yes.
Okay, take a deep breath. There you go.
Well,
up.
Actually,
that was what
you
Hal
see,
just
it
said.
Is
she
the,
has to sell these
on
the platypus
roadside.
Does not get out on the highway. Yeah. We're just funning you. You know,
the
platypus
stands.
Stays in his native waters. But if you try to lift him out, particularly the male,
the
spurs on the hind legs can inject a surprisingly deadly poison.
Here.
But why mess with a platypus? Because right here in the U.S. you've got the armadillo, which seems such a peaceful fellow, except he'll jump up and break your jawbone when you're hovering over him.
Well, that shoots at
and even worse, he'll give you leprosy.
Yes.
Thanks,
those
man. Thanks for the leprosy.
Lovers
no problem. I'm the armadillo.
Me, I'm going back to the 60s.
Imagine me and you.
I remember the Armadillos. They were a crossover band. They would cross the road, actually, jump up, give people leprosy.
This is the Turtles. This isn't crossover.
Well, they resemble turtles, but are actually a mammal, a monotreme.
And they carried their own form of disease, waiting for you, the human.
Yes, leprosy.
No, I'm talking about turtles now.
Oh, turtles. They'll give you turtleosis.
Turtleosis.
Worst case I've ever seen.
The scourge of California's coast.
There was a problem with it when the turtle in his plastic pond with the palm tree became an American icon.
The children used to put the turtles in their mouths.
Be a vector for this strange and mysterious disease.
Turtles in there, the turtles in there.
Yes, Tobor the Terror Turtle. Last seen hitchhiking down a busy roadway. Out in the rural area of California, the flat, boring place where no one wants to go.
Turtle flatulence.
Where the heat is incredible and the sights are minimal. All the food is fried and all the culture has long since fled.
I know this will kill me, but I'll have two more.
Is this terrible, terrifying turtle. And the other weird life forms that inhabit it.
Out here on Highway 5.
This one looks like Ghidorah.
Three heads, eh? So I went to Tracy, California, and this huge, hideous sulpugid was on the ground by my feet. A ghastly creature. I wanted to study it with my flashlight, but I wasn't able to.
And where? This was near Tracy, and you
Tracy,
saw this
California.
Sulpugid?
It was right down. It was a great, big, nasty one with an abdomen the size of one's thumb. Which was about an inch over the gravel as it was scampering back and forth.
Did the pincers get you?
No, nothing got me, but I was, you know, it threw me for a loop. Those things are so creepy looking anyway.
I gotta go get my ride, man.
There's an RV coming in that I had to signal with a flashlight so I could train the flashlight on the ground. But I first, you know, saw this motion in the corner of my eye, and then I shone my light full on this hideous 10-legged thing.
Did you run away real quick and go?
No, I didn't. I wanted to see where it was. You can laugh. It's what our Iraq vets call camel spiders. Because they have them over there. In fact, they're discovering them in the Arab lands for the first time, not realizing they also inhabit California and Nevada and the American Southwest.
Let's go.
We got rattlesnakes right here in California.
We smoke those things out here in California because they get you high.
The Jerusalem cricket.
We'll do anything. Yeah, we lick the frogs. We smoke the sulpugeons.
You shouldn't. Not a good idea.
Whatever it takes to ingest these crazy animals.
Of course, the sulpugeon is thought to be, though, a fearsome, armed creature capable of biting and wounding, not capable of injecting poison, because according to science, it has no poison whatsoever.
But it has very nasty, toxic saliva.
Talking about it?
No, it doesn't have toxic saliva.
What's that spider that just chews on you and then drips its toxic saliva?
Well, this one chews on you, but it doesn't drip toxic saliva into your butt.
Into your butt? It puts toxic saliva into your butt? That's weird.
Some evidence has very recently come to light that there might be something toxic in it after all. In the jaws are surrounded.
Source of your evidence, Dr. Howell.
It has two pair of jaws
source?
In the front.
Is this some Republican
next
leak?
To each other. And each pair of jaws is surrounded by a hairy sheath. Well, it is now believed that these hairs fly off the sheath. They're called urticating bristles, and they get in your face and your eyes and your skin, and they do have a toxin. And it's an unusual way
bristles?
Of urticating bristles. You've got a computer. U-R-T-I-C-A-T-I-N-G bristles. Yes. They're on spiders' abdomens, too.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Urticating, U-R-T-I-C-A-T-I-N-G bristles?
Yes, I believe so.
Basically, urticating bristles are a tarantula's weapon, other than their face.
Oh, a tarantula. Yeah, they've got them on a tarantula,
Western Hemisphere, New World tarantula. is equipped with a small urticating bristles.
That tarantula will also irritate you by shedding its quills, as it were. They are not very aggressive creatures, but they will shed their... Eventually, they'll become bald if you keep bothering them, because they'll shed all their fuzz.
It's not often that people get to hold a tarantula in their hands.
I've done it. It's
well,
all right.
Because they're significantly
overrated.
Strong venom, lightning speed, and bad attitude.
Now, Mexican cave tarantula is far larger than the tarantula of the U.S., southern U.S., and they are often so startled by the presence of an intruding human in a cave that they will run up them and bite them on the hand. Here we see a large wandering spider. The Brazilian species Phoenutria. Note the red color on the fang sheath as this monstrous arachnid scuttles up for the kill. Oh, there you have it. Hands holding a Mexican red knee. It looks like a tarantula. It's a tarantula.
It's a real one. Just as real.
It looks fuzzy and cute. That's the problem with them. They aren't kind of scary as other spiders. They're like fuzzy and cute.
My own pants.
Now they're so putrid. There's just something so repulsive about its appearance. Why don't you pick up a picture of one of those or camel spiders?
I'd like to pick you up by telling you about my tarantula. It's fuzzy.
Yes, you'll blanch when you see these loathsome critters that you're about to look at through the wonder of how everything's on a computer. Yeah, get a close-up of that picture. Camp Freedom in Iraq, there's a GI holding up two dead Sulpugids. Oh, there's a close-up of a Sulpugid. How do you like him? He's a spider with more legs than a spider usually has, and these enormous jaws. They supposedly have no venom, but they do chew on you.
They do chew. And they've got those, there's their urticating bristles. You can see them sticking out of their jaws.
Yes, they look nasty.
They've got urticating bristles on their legs, too, I notice.
Yes, they're formidably equipped by old, mean Mother Nature.
I think I'm going to save this image.
Oh, but look at other pictures of Sulpugid. They're equally horrible. They're all horrible.
I'm going to go back and take a look at some
more
pictures.
You can also get film. YouTube, there's a whole section of YouTube where GIs have caught Sulpugids and are feeding mice to them or have taped them down and are torturing them.
And 800 by 600.
You'll be interested. Now just scan down and you'll see what our boys face in Iraq.
Wow. Man. What are they
doing? Larger over there, and they move with great speed, which I noticed in Tracy. You know, I pegged it as a Sulpugid before I even saw the rest of its body because they move so fast. Nothing else moves like that.
So did you notify the authorities in Tracy of this?
What, there's a weird bug on the ground?
Right.
Is that what you're going to say?
A space bug.
Space
bug. You should have called the... Look, here's the camel bite photo. Let's look at this bite.
Space bug is coming after you.
Well, that's a bad bite, but they see it chews on you, and then that infects, but that doesn't mean any
infection. That's a nasty looking wound. Wouldn't you agree? That's a nasty.
That's nasty, and there's lore, GI lore, about a guy who was drunk and a camel spider ate part of his face while it was out. Woke up, he didn't have part of his face.
So that's what happened.
That's a story. I don't believe that story, but many of our boys in Iraq will tell that
story. They'll tell you the funniest
thing. They'll say it happened to somebody that they know.
A Sulpugid.
Horrible. We're frying one up.
Belonging to the order Sulpugi. And the name Sulpugi comes from Latin and means flee from the sun.
Yes, we like to flee from the sun. That's why we do this
not
show.
Not that it's a flee from the sun, but that it flees from the sun because it's not
eternal,
sun.
It has its own
sun.
Fleas. See, it possesses the flagellum on the basal article of the chelicera.
It sure does, and I don't want that chelicera anywhere near me.
And the pedipalps terminate in ever-versatile adhesive organs.
Yep, they can run right up a wall. But those giant chomping jaws in the front are quite...
They're omnivorous, with most species feeding on termites, darkling beetles, and other small arthropods.
There is there are YouTube videos of soul pugets devouring lizards and giant centipedes. And so when they just move in for the attack and those jaws chomp, and you can see them just... consuming the creature.
The prey is located with the pedipalps and killed and cut into pieces by the chelicerae.
Yeah, you don't want to be there. You'll be in a world.
The prey is then liquefied and the liquid ingested through the pharynx.
Well, that's a very spider-like deal. They turn you into liquid and then they suck you
in. That's a
normal
spider thing. They all do that. They just...
So fugits aren't really spiders, but they are close relatives.
They are an arachnid.
There's a guy with one on his face. I haven't seen that. Let's get a close-up there. I would never want one of those things on my face, ever. I just have such an aversion.
It's probably just one like a family pet that's been handed down over the centuries to various members of the family.
He just killed
it's
it.
Probably
wait,
not
isn't
a
that a
car
you door. Think that's a dead one that he put on his face?
Yeah, he killed it by putting it crushed in the car door.
That's a pretty good shot of one there. I haven't seen that one.
Or that one.
See them big honking jaws on that thing?
That's
and those are
got the highway looking at
they have the
spots.
Same on the bottom. So what they have is a four-piece jaw
man
of two
spiders.
Vertically mounted
there she was in Tennessee. They can run 30 miles per hour and have a terrible scream. They can jump 4 feet in the air and eat the stomachs out of camels. Of course, these are all myths. Camel spiders do live in Iraq, but it could be any desert area. Even in the U.S. Southwest and Mexico.
Even here.
Waiting for you.
Ready to scuttle on over and strike up and finish.
Like Dr. House said, these spiders have no venom. However, if they do bite, infection from bacteria is the problem.
Well, you were right. Apparently their saliva is bad then. I thought it was just this urticating bristle theory. Also known as sun spider.
They now, flee from the sun, but then there's sun.
But they're in the Arizona they're called sun spiders.
Oh look, a wind scorpion.
Yes.
Taxi Bob here at leisure.
Well, how are you doing, Taxi Bob?
Doing real well. I find this talk of spiders
very irritating, you say?
No, it's very intriguing.
Oh.
And now, is that one that you're talking about, that very dangerous creature that's not really a spider?
It's similar. It's a relative.
It's
there are
arachnid.
Over 700 species.
What's that country indigenous? I mean, where is it from?
Right
it,
here,
it lives
Mac.
In desert areas all over the world.
In the desert.
So would you call it a weedy species? You know, like a species that can adapt almost anywhere?
It's an admirable species.
It adapts
well suited to a hot, sandy desert. Like, they find them in Iraq, and there are myths that they get as the size of kittens and
so
can go 100 miles an hour and so on.
Awful. So very compatible with humans.
Not at all compatible.
Not compatible with me. Because of the camel spider possesses no venom and is not poisonous, they must rely entirely on their other assets, for example,
their
force and their speed and their giant jaws. Called.
You make it sound like a big flea or something.
What's that?
Easy, boy.
So it's not a true arachnid.
Yes, it is. It
how
is,
can it have more than 8 legs?
It has 10 legs. And the reason is that this is the primordial condition that as arachnids and get more advanced or farther along in evolution, they drop some of those legs or those legs become become mouth parts or...
Right, right. They become the chilicarae
or the pedipalps and so forth.
More extreme tasks.
But the camel spider is just too much of a bad thing. All those legs and so on.
Listen to those people screaming.
Got a very fearsome appearance. When you see it, it creeps you out. If you're like me, not only that. Here's another thing they can do. They can wiggle their abdomen like a scorpion's tail. It has no sting, but they can wiggle it disgustingly up at you.
Yeah.
If you've ever confronted
a lascivious fashion.
Have you ever been attacked by an earwig?
Yes.
You know how they wiggle their abdomen up toward you? They open their pinchers and they squirt a foul stream of gradu.
Yeah, some Californians use that gradu to get high. They suck the earwig juice. Spider is the friendliest spider in the world.
Let's see if this is a satirical entry.
Are known to respond when called by name.
Oh, Herbert! Oh, wow, now we're going to see a video of one of these spiders in action. This is really going to be terrifying.
The camel spider is the friendliest spider in the world.
There he goes. That's what they look like running
by. When kept as a pet, they are known to respond when called by name. They can curl up for a nap on their owner's pillow and can even make a mean cup form. That's awesome.
A mean cup form. He seems to be digging there. I think actually I may have seen this one. He's digging with his giant jaws. Look how efficient that is. You've got to hand it to these things. Now, here comes the scorpion.
Now, see how the scorpion has specialized his front jaws.
Just grabs the scorpion, and in a few seconds, he's going to eat him with his giant
jaws. Did you know that the Solfugid has the most advanced brain of either the scorpion or the spider?
Yes, it's quite intelligent. It's you can see them calculating.
Right and left
but look at those big jaws going. You see, they're like the monster pinchers, and they operate in tandem.
Amazing.
They don't live very long, but they make fantastic pets.
Well, that's what it says here on the internet, but why would anyone want one for a pet? I know these GIs have nothing to do with
it. Well, if you had I used to sell tarantulas, so I had an excess amount of tarantulas.
Would you really say that Solfugid are good to keep, like tarantulas are?
I don't think either one would make great pets. You can't pet either one of them. Not
right.
Or you could pet a snake or a lizard. Even.
Right. But these spiders are fragile.
Yeah, exactly. They're great for show, though.
Yeah, this one is getting ready to eat a mouse.
The male is
a baby mouse that they're going to feed to one in this video.
Put it up in a pile and present it to the female.
Yeah, they can see their pincers. Here they would chop.
They had a scorpion.
He would
yeah.
Have his own
and fast, too. They pincers. Just grab the translate, chop, legs on
and
one
just
side,
chop it up.
And then they make these little motions to the female, and the female comes over.
Why does he have to give tiny baby mouse to this monster? Look, actually, the monster is rearing back, looks surprised, like, what the hell are you pushing near me? But he's pushing it closer and closer, and now he's got the idea.
He's getting ready to go to work. Look at those chelicerae.
I think it's always amazing.
They're so fast, the way they move. All right, got the baby mouse. He's chewing it up. Yep, this is your tube. Look at those jaws. I wouldn't want that happening to me and the... Oh, Jesus.
There he goes.
And they'd eat until they just about could burst. He'd swell. He would eat one or two or three and then just get fatter and fatter and then stop.
He's just sawing into that little mouse.
The other thing they do...
Excuse me while I throw up.
A most sadistic video here. I wish that mouse would hurry up and die.
It will jump inside your shadow and walk with you along.
I think it is dead now. Finally.
You know, where's PETA to help the mice?
Too late. This is atrocity has been done deliberately by... God, look at that thing just chew away. And this video is not even half over.
It's not even focused.
It's still...
It's very, very...
Ripping into this mouse cub.
With
horrible jaws. So you see, though they are omnivorous, that they'll also certainly take prey and chew and bite and...
Working those jaws.
But, you know, they're all part of God's mystery. What makes you wonder why Noah ever brought two of them on the ark?
Well, the most amazing thing, I think, is that the ants and fungus are mushrooms.
That Camponotus fungus that attacks the ant brain.
Symbiotic, and can live under the earth when the earth is all covered with volcanoes.
Life is hardy, and it earns its laurels. Yeah, the people wrote in objecting to the mouse's sacrifice for YouTube. The comments are all of a condemning nature. All except for one guy. That happens in nature all the time. So get over it. Oh, God, it's still happening up there. He's still chewing into this bloody mass of tiny mouse. Well,
he's got to eat, too. Come on. Nobody's crying for that.
I almost wish I had seen that
cat that you have for dinner.
Sometimes it's better not to know.
Are the ones in the Iraq color? Brown or black or gray or something like that?
Stowaway camel spider blamed on pet dog death. That's what it says. In the Spider Bites newspaper, or Spider Bites publication.
Why do they call them camel spiders? Do they ride on camels, or do camels eat them?
Simply because they're found in the desert.
And then some of them are as large as
they're also
a camel.
Known as a wind scorpion, a sun spider, and a wind spider.
Yes, you'll always win with one of these monster spiders.
If you hear about their scream, that's basically an urban legend.
I've never heard them scream, but I have heard other insects scream, and so I wouldn't be 100% surprised. I've heard a mantis make a noise, which is really amazing.
I heard that the little spiders will make tapping noises within their body and whatever they're standing on to call other spiders.
Yes, they'll do that as a way of drawing a mate. Yeah, but the Jerusalem cricket will make a squeak when you pick it up.
Really?
Yes, have you ever done that?
No, but I know a vinegaroon will make a squirt when you pick it up.
Ew.
Well, I know a cockroach will make a little sound when they're checking you out, getting ready to fly into their eyeball with their hard little mandibles. Poking and scratching and
the crucible of consciousness.
Yeah, I had a cockroach. It was in where I came from as a child. Cockroaches would easily grow to be an inch and a half to 2 inches long.
Back in the Carboniferous age, when Lil Philo was just getting started.
And this was this.
Uh-oh.
2 minutes.
Again?
We have to go. No, what are we going to...
Well, do you have,
He's not going?
I'm ringing the bell on Hal.
He's going, too, though, tonight, right? Who's going to cover it?
Well, if you don't have the old sock hop footage to play, I'll just have to man the microphone.
I suggest that...
With the chocolate ice cream. That always works.
You search out the caramel spider.
Chocolate ice cream.
If you put anything in chocolate ice cream, it tastes better.
Even the camel spider, but you've got to make sure he's frozen solid.
About the only thing that doesn't taste better when you put it in chocolate ice cream is chocolate ice cream.
Yeah, it already tastes as good as it can taste. Can't taste any better because it already tastes as good as it can taste.
That's right. What are you going to do? You're going to make it taste better when it already is the best tasting thing in the universe?
That's just one example of an irreversible tautology. But, you know, sometimes it's necessary that we revamp our philosophical worldview and enjoy a sizzling skillet of hot thought. Contrary to standard assumptions, reasoning is often an emotional process. Emotions can have good effects, as when a scientist gets excited about a line of research and jumps up and down, pursuing its success despite criticism. But emotions can also distort reasoning, as when a juror ignores evidence of guilt.
Occasional extremely low rumbling sounds that almost sound like acoustic feedback coming to my speakers.
And then it happened.
Affection. Oh, no! Look, it's happening!
Oh, yes. You see the big flashing light up there ahead in the fog.
Boy, I was raining.
Just well, those of you who do have that special cable channel can get the live full color broadcast of this show. What was that channel?
Doctors for Dawn on Channel X this morning at the wrong time. Yeah, little Subdini's here.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you, I think you can get holocaust at half a cost. I think you can get Zenocost at quarter cost. And you want to get caustic about it. That's going to cost you.
The nittier of grittier, my friend. We herd ourselves into enclaves.
Yeah, man, deal with these.
Then he should babble in his pocket.
Okay, turn down your phone and turn up your mind.
Take off
here. Here we go.
Got it, dead center.
Huh. Well, we're tuning in on you right now. And there, we're centered. Oh, okay, we're on lock.
I die now, my son. But someday, there will be a man with something in his mouth from which smoke comes, like the fire on the sacred mountain. I am weak, my dear son, but I tell you that this man will be naked.
Yes, this early misinterpretation of prehistory predicted the coming of Marlboro Man as a leader in the future.
Marlboro Man operated with these crude stone implements to pound the tobacco and roll the papers, which gave his caves and habitations this distinctive odor.
Okay, I suppose that explains it. Thank you.
It's not like talking to any tape. I know it's difficult because I haven't ever called up a radio station before and talked to just a dumb old tape. And here it is, an 8-track tape answering yes. But you can't believe you're talking to an intelligent machine, Cleary. I know. This is your future. Your phones will act like us very soon.
Any question?
Bob will massage men. Yes. 776-2438.
Okay, Bob.
Is that your Bob?
That's right.
Yeah. Not to mention the weasel men.
Yes, and they're the ones that came over the sands early in the morning without food. And
they
without
stole away the picnic baskets and the babies.
They stole away the picnic baskets and the babies.
Don't say babies.
Oh, oops.
Oh, no. Oh, I... We're giving a mouth-to-mouth perspiration right now. So, hold on a second here.
I'll tell you what.
All radio is dead. And now the horrible memories are starting to come back. Oh, the horror, the horror. The terrible war that...
All radio is dead.
Oh, my God. She's still strapped to turntable 3, and I'm afraid it's not going to get any better.
Little Dr. Punto.
Many people talk about Bob, but Bob is not human. Bob is a complicated robot.
But the music always made me real sad. It was just the Tijuana Bible quotes and all that stuff piled up on my soul.
Not to mention the
I felt guilty about what happened to Herb Albert. You can't even talk anymore. They just put Hal in this old speaker's home, I think, or something.
Oscar, but I yes, but anyway, I saw money. It's like no,
Little Hal had grown larger.
And he'd mumble and talk about the show.
And he thought he was on the show. Yes, we'd say here. Here's a microphone and here's some headphones and say something funny. And little Hal would come out and he'd gibber and jabber. And we'd take the tape. We would play that stuff on KPFA. No, we wouldn't do that, no.
And only
we'd talk about funny stuff.
Only poor Hal in his deranged state would try to do the Charge of the Light Brigade in Pig Latin. Yeah, these auditions can be time consuming but necessary. I think the problem is that we're getting a little off the I don't know, the track only now. The caller who doesn't have a body to want to distract us from the basic and bottom line that we're here to talk about, which is, of course, even the puzzling evidence that we present the public with.
New Stone Age. Yes, here we are in the new Stone Age.
Yes, I think we should talk more about the new Stone Age and not be distracted by these tiny cars.
Yes, in the new Age, everybody's going to feel a little bit hinky.
Hello,
it adds to the deference that one shows to the planet.
So what if your hair falls out of great clumps, or perhaps your nose falls off on your feet?
Oh, we're going to the hinky hink.
Oh, a beautiful
this is the new age blues.
Yes, and good morning.
There's some
questions
about the
once
source
again
of the tapping into the
Dobbs.
Dobbs, calling Bob Dobbs, calling Mr. Dobbs.
This is him.
Bob, is that you?
Yeah.
Nothing like a little togetherness to take care of this scrambled cell structure of mine.
What could we do about it in the 80s?
This is the scrambled show structure. This is the show that, until this point, has not led to any new conclusion. Trying to find what exactly you've been seeing from your vantage post out there
on
the ship.
Well, it looks pretty terrible out here.
I'm trying to get a hold of Werner Klemperov.
There's some guy out here in a half-melted phone booth trying to dial desperately for old friends long dead.
Oh, that's the DJ whose show this normally is.
You see, some of his skin's been blasted away there, and the polyester shirt he was so proud of only a few minutes before has been completely melted around his chest.
Hey, who is this?
You're right, under my armpit.
Oh,
his mind has snapped. Use scopolamine if this show makes you dizzy.
Right.
Don't use that other pill. You're welcome.
You're the greatest star of all.
Okay,
you're
no.
He was completely surrounded by a bevy of 14-year-old girls, all dressed up in Brady Bunch outfits.
And yeah.
I just couldn't believe a guy like him would be able to attract such a crowd of willing TV females.
But there they are, drinking that TV water and hanging out with a little
It takes about a month to get a car.
Yes.
I know what'll bring him back.
Yes, Hal was in serious trouble now.
It was time for the doctors.
Oh, no.
If they were operated on, you new patient coming in every hour. Oh, here comes the asthmatic. Let's cut out his lungs. Oh, here comes our patient. Let's cut out his heart. Oh, look,
that
guy's got a broken leg. It's dangerous.
Well, watch out.
This is the film that was supposed to be run right as the bomb was happening. This is a very pleasing film and calming. You can see here.
Yes, they call this one the sex bomb, and it itself is responsible for much of the dismay we've seen this evening.
Some say
Jones, and neither one will sit the screen for your bones.
Some say, but it just makes two halves of my brain fry.
Welcome to Dr. Ranch.
Yes. What about him stop there, and I'll just cut out
Come
that fibrostic tumor.
Here goes.
This is pretty amazing here. Bring me that sigmoid scope. I'm going to take a look. You know where.
Ouch. This is Sigmoid Colon and his brother, the descending semicolon. The elevator operator has Sisters of Mercy, Tears of Our Lady of Sorrows Hospital.
Nurse, bring me another shot, please.
Got it, dead center.
As you can see, it's a modern, highly up-to-date facility.
Yes, and using every kind of doctor-prescribed device. If a doctor needs it, they buy it.
This floor is the exclusive obnoxioporosis
floor. Floor three, pills, chainsaws,
shall we?
And operations.
With the honor of a large German shepherd, please come to the salt flats behind the hospital. Thank you.
Yes, here the doctors work in complete comfort, sometimes ignoring the patients altogether as they operate with the newest tools.
Here's where the doctors kick back. It's the luxury lounge in between the floor. On Vibes, you see Dr. Spiegelman, and there's Dr. Clutterhouse over there on drums.
Okay, folks, now back out on the Dr. Highway.
Ow!
That's right.
Flying high over Oakland now.
Discovering there is a false bottom to the container, and the
test ship drops its load.
It's
deadly bacteria from the Bay Area.
And now you see the Subjection Kitchen as they cook the morning meal.
We're going to mix up our pre-Holocaust breakfast.
Because all the bacteria are dead, too.
It's all right, but it's a lot easier to cook things.
Yep, and cheaper.
You just set it out and it cooks itself.
You gave plenty of rest. They always draw the furniture into the circle when you do that, but there's a way to get over that circle of chairs and sofas with a flaming arrow.
Something was missing from old Napa Caller's menu. It was the tuba. So we put it in here on the show. If you're listening, you can put it on your sandwich and have it just the way you wanted it there.
Ah. Yes. And if you have a four-channel stereo, put the tuba on the floor.
Boom, 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 boom. Ah, little tiny Wotans in the background. Yeah, here we go now.
This is the relaxed show, so don't get too upset. And just lay back in bed.
What?
And they were able usually to understand the Flaming Arrow and turn it to their own advantage. And then you have to think of yet another weapon.
Hold on, guys. Let him talk.
Which one?
All right, we're going.
Yeah, no, I never thought atomic war would be so much fun, guys.
Well, we heard about nuclear winter. Nobody heard about it. A nuclear toaster. We have an atomic toaster oven.
Nuclear winter sports. And I'm going out for the downhill skiing.
Yes, here, the downhill fallout skiing. You can see the contestants for the Olympics.
Yes, on their flaming skis.
Whoosh, whoosh. There they go.
They're
face on the bottom of the run.
Of course, each contestant only can survive one run, but it is a fabulous show of final surge of energy. Yes. Human kindness.
Losing their hair in the wind as they fly down gun barrel.
And
that's what I did.
Eternal darkness. And now...
Emperor Claudius, in full panoply, visits Brundisium.
Played by Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Yes, this authentic Roman newsreel shows how that great freshwater body was dedicated to the goddess Dinichthys. And... well, I don't laugh.
No, music rights are withdrawn, old Jim.
We couldn't play any more of that song.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who knows?
What's wrong with your
who
nose?
Who cares? Who wears the pants? Clark. Dead man's pants that dance.
Your nose would even care.
Who could be in the...
It could be you. It could be me.
I could be...
It could be that guy over there.
I could be right.
Next. There was only one way to find out what the crab men were up to. You had to become one of them.
So let's get started.
You're going to become one of the crab men now. The process will begin now.
Not the guys that live under the earth.
They live in a cave, actually. And yes, that is under the earth. You are correct.
Callers are piling up here, trying to find their
But they burrow in long tunnels through the earth into mental institutions and
there's nothing in
inside.
It.
Just be there a little while.
No one believes the ravings of the lunatics, who are the only ones who can see the crabmen who crawl by night.
Let's go.
Until it's too late, and even the officials themselves have become crab.
Get in the cell.
But does consciousness cause behavior? Or is behavior an innate tropism simply inhabited by the conscious self? Like a bull at a rodeo ridden by an aggressive rodeo clown, is the limbic system to be dominated by the cephalon of higher mental development?
That's easy for you to say, because you've got that encephalon of higher development.
It's morning.
First, there's the little reptile brain, the rumbling cephalon, and over that, the limbic system, which allows the panther to leap on his meat from a branch overlooking the jungle trail.
The leaping meat branch.
But above that, evolution has plopped
the
exaggerated human brain mass.
Is it the
familiar convolutions and menacing bifid aspect?
Well, the way we drive around here, there's a lot of this
of the human brain has
surfacing.
Attracted excitement, controversy, and attention.
And you should keep
and
your animals
this
out
is
of the
what
street.
We call thinking from the backside of
I don't
brain.
Care what you say about the backside
buttocks
of reality.
Like protrusions above
protrudes
the
into
medulla
the
oblongata.
With an impending
this,
immediacy.
The brain stem, extending through the foramen magnum, becomes the
barely
major nerve trunk of the human
you
body.
You can see the vestigial
the
organ.
The dorsal nervous system shared by all vertebrate
known
and familiar
through
to
the posterior aperture.
Comparative anatomy.
Smell
the olfactory
bread.
Nerve here, then just below it, the optic nerve, then the oculomotor
like
nerve.
A manly mug of murk.
Note the swelling of the
morning.
Buds of the optic lobes into the foundation of the eyeballs themselves on their viscid stalks.
To your mate.
Then the trochlear, the trigeminal nerve, which has to do
while
with the
face.
While
in your personal life, you tend to make these protrusions less obtrusive.
The abducens, the spinal accessory, and the hypoglossal nerve. All
here at
part
the base of the spine,
nature's
we find the iliosacrum, extending out in a vestigial tail. Hmm, look at it, waving in the breeze. Like,
and that's a whale of a tail.
Fanciful flagellum.
Yeah, that's one fancy pants flagellum flailing impotently in the breeze.
You think it's impotent, huh?
Well, I've seen a lot of cilia, and that is one flawed flagellum.
Yes, I would have a tendency
but,
to...
But, you know, you're right. I shouldn't just assume because of that.
Would
that,
you agree?
No, I'm not going to put up any money on this one at all. I was just about to say I'm truckling and knuckling under to your suggestion, which seems elevated and correct.
Oh, so I can save my $10,000, yeah, bribe.
And now what's what?
And yes, yes, how can we help
you?
Cease and desist from what, madam? Not surely this game of
cyst
high
and
lie
disease?
Which we've been playing.
Did you say cyst and disease?
Cysts and disease are the byproducts
these are the
of being mangled
the
by the mouthfeel of fleas and flugels.
Is that
terrible camel
yes,
spider
madam.
And it's chewing
yes, my dear.
Where I sit.
Yes.
Brokenhearted?
Are disseminating madness.
Hmm.
That's terrible. He's only intended to make
that's
things
terrible.
Clearer.
That's less than helpful.
The entire idea
terrible.
Was, does consciousness
cause
behavior?
We wanted to pass
behavior,
out jewelry and condiments.
Yeah, right. Send us your unwanted gold.
You see,
well,
our intuition
like
tells us
cheap,
that
fake costumes
we,
are,
our conscious selves, cause our own voluntary acts. This is what everyone naturally assumes without thinking about it too much. But scientists have long questioned this. For example, Thomas Henry Huxley in 1874, of course, compared mental events to a steam whistle that contributes nothing to the work of a locomotive. It simply makes a loud, shrill noise, which is absolutely irrelevant.
And that's what we do. That's what we do here on the show. That's
yes,
the
so how can you object,
thing.
You know? You have to
sure.
understand.
It may be
this
meaningless.
This is, in a microcosm, a fractal form of
you might
existence
say we take
itself.
The show and we do a front power slam. Once it's down, we put it in a cobra clutch.
With some hot,
and
we sweaty, never let mat action.
Until... It screams uncle, or we get the three count.
And, of course, they can go right over the ropes and into the audience. But that doesn't often
here
happen
there.
In the evolution
no,
of human
don't have
consciousness.
To bear down on our
you see,
opponent
the casual
way.
Status of human behavior must be brought back to the forefront of intellectual discussion.
We don't have to work that hard.
And then we can advance the debate, approaching the question from a variety of perspectives. Yes.
Particularly when we turn face. And I go from being a heel to baby face in one night.
From a heel to a hero in one night.
But, you know, I'm kind of... torn on that last caller's call.
Well, that caller didn't care for us, but you know,
because that caller
is,
in the past has enjoyed our work.
Yes, I know, but this time it was just a little too much. It
and
just,
I'm really saddened. I want to know what it was about the content that made it less than sufficient.
I'm sure she
for
felt
our,
in
our
her own way that she was expressing
auditory receptors,
which actually had some
late night auditory
value
receptors.
And interjected to become a part or particle of the architectonic structure of our discussion. Our edifice that we are building brick by brick to reach the pyramid of power whereupon dwells and glows the eye of God itself.
We need those bricks to be 9 feet thick.
Yes, they can
this
only
be,
hefted
duty.
By some steroid-pumped cyclops.
We've
got
to keep these... We're gonna, we expect the worst kind
sorcery.
Of mutations to be by bearing down on
you see,
our
according to an ancient legend,
ship.
The walls of Thebes were constructed by Ixion, not by hauling or lifting them, but by blowing a certain melody on his flute, and this certain note would cause huge stones to move through the air, and thus the mighty walls
plain.
Of the city, built, according to legend, by the Cyclopes, the sons of Poseidon.
And all they had to do was... whistle a happy tune.
All they
tune.
Had to do was act naturally.
And whistle a happy tune.
Well, I think it was a little bit more profound than that. You have to blow the exact vibratory sequence that caused
this
mighty stones
reminiscent
to move
of
through
when,
the air. And,
of when Joshua of the
strange
Bible
that they would have that
blew
written.
The ram's horn and knocked the walls down.
Now, this is a cruder example of
the
same
Portland
power.
Show?
Yes.
Dr. Allen.
Oh, Dr. Howell, here,
but
fans.
Now what are they doing? What is it? It's late, and I enjoy my...
One of your hangers on. Here they are. Go ahead.
By time-traveling rock stars.
You're on the
time
air.
Time-traveling rock star.
Time-traveling rock star, eh?
So
well,
Dr. Howell, here's your chance.
Can you bring things through time, or do you just go there by yourself?
Can you fetch anything out? Can you increase your hang time?
That's one of those questions.
Can you increase your hang time without traveling?
Can you tap your toes and...
No, I want to increase my hang time without traveling.
Do you feel, do you apprehend any diminution of sensation?
Green. Move without traveling.
Because
if I can move like a satellite...
If you've lost some essential aspect of yourself by traveling through time, that might suggest that there are... probably larger areas that you have lost by not being fixed in your own time, and you do not remember them because now, from your perspective, they have never occurred at all.
You know why they call it the squared circle?
These lacunae in your memory are permanent deletions, which will form
because there really is no corner that
and
you
your
can
new
hide
character.
In.
Without a particular relativistic cranial guard,
just like a circle,
your memories will disappear as you travel through the chronoplenum.
Now, there really are corners, and you can hunker down in them, but you can't really hide. There's no place to hide.
But beware of angles, because through these geometric vortices can gallop or lope the hideous flesh-eating and soul-destroying hounds of Tyndalos.
Oh,
yeah, you don't want those hounds.
Those hounds
to come
are hungry.
Yeah, those
they
hounds, yeah, they travel through angles. So if they're going to seek you out, you want to be in a non-angular area. You know,
be
like out under the open sky.
But be in
even
like a
twigs
room.
And blades of grass can contain these angles.
But if you're in a circle, you're safe in a circle.
A circle is good. A perfectly spherical capsule would be a protection.
But even if it was a semicircle, a hemisphere, the angle of the
still,
floor
anything
and
angular,
the wall.
Angular they can travel
yeah.
through.
So you'd have to be in a complete sphere.
You'd have to be rich enough to buy one, or maybe you have a big styrofoam ball.
Wouldn't the angle of your belt buckle enable them to materialize?
If that was the... Well, no, it would have to be with some other angle, not just by itself.
Yeah, they're here.
Otherwise...
Okay, here's the delivery you called for.
Dracula
said
couldn't
they came in on the
get by
belt buckle. I'm going to go pick it up.
You know,
The pizza man's here!
When the lights go down and Dracula comes out of his coffin, he has to understand that a cross is only something that's meant as a cross. Otherwise, every window lattice would stop him in his tracks and he couldn't get 5 feet. The thing has to be intended as its representational eponymous self, for
okay,
it has no
got,
power over
setting
a monster.
Up over here. Now, you got the pepperoni, right?
Yeah.
You got the cheese.
I want the alien cheese.
This okay, is Carfax Abbey, where Count Dracula's
cheese.
Coffin is residing.
Cheese whiz.
Guarded
pizza.
By his semi-intelligent
and
slaves.
Just kick those cans over there, because
who
we
are nonetheless
make room for these
quite deadly
here.
To encounter.
Okay, let's have some.
And now, here in the lower crypt, you see the Count's coffin itself raised on this ledge here, a little bit of light coming down.
Here, take these
the
mental acuity
is,
effectiveness.
Should we
pills?
Move the lid and see if we can see the old boy himself?
You're
going to
need him, it's late.
Lies in a cataleptic trance until the coming of night.
Where are you from? Yes, thank you.
Oh, I think that there's the phone. I guess I better get that. Hold on just a second.
So.
I've got to take care of this.
I was think that. Would
yeah,
be
what?
True.
It's a show. We're doing it right now, and I'm taking a bath.
I'm taking a bath. I'm trying to wash the show off.
We're all taking a bath here. The show's
somehow
in the toilet.
Another, this show's taking a bath.
Someone open the medicine cabinet. Well,
wash it off. You've got
okay.
It wants to make itself.
Look at this stuff.
I need a towel.
I didn't even get these pills.
It wants to bathe itself, but it can't really know. It doesn't know how to wash itself.
This is my only towel that is not contaminated with plier dust.
Like it's going to spend most of its time on its third tentacle and never get back to its fourth crevice.
Tentacle is deviant. Two fronts.
And you've got to make sure it scrubs those crevices, all 37 of them.
With scrubbing bubbles and tentacle
action. Down deep into the crevice.
Eep
deep. That's a certain level of depth in a different protocol.
Deep
means halfway. However deep it is, 50% of that distance would be
found above the tentacles.
As long as it goes down, you could think of it as going up.
No, the sack follows the body of the octopus.
Perhaps. A cave would still qualify, even though the angle of inclination could be actually less than perpendicular to the earth.
This is really quite a shocking octopus.
It's a revelation that I know there's going to cause a feud this year.
Oh, there's another phone call coming in.
There'll be a feud.
Now the callers are really getting the switchboard
the
to pop.
The callers are going to be feuding each other on line one, and then
just
on line two,
the
they'll
I'll
be having a love fest. Over here, our video protocol itself is not
That's
working.
That's funny, they hung up.
I got protocol in within
just call
three
again.
Minutes,
the number here
twice.
Is area
so
code
510-848-4425. And all I need to get is like two more,
and I feel
sell two more
heart,
subscriptions,
I,
and I can
my
get
heart
enough
beats so loud, I
to go
feel like
on
I'm,
the contest with the other kids.
The darkness
if only
overrushing.
You'll buy a subscription program. Then I can actually get a college scholarship with the other kids that
Wake up,
are
buddy, you're having
working
a bad
hard
day.
Like me to sell as many newspaper subscriptions.
Is it daylight? Am I really all right?
Because we want to be an astronaut.
This wasn't so bad. It's a tropical
someday.
Paradise. Well, I didn't suspect that. I guess things
That's
weren't so bad
That's what you get
after
for
all.
Thinking. That's
yes.
what you get.
Brain
See, it
fiction.
Doesn't pay. A victim of his brain, of his own education and erudition.
Some neurological
it just doesn't
patients
pay.
Exhibit a striking tendency to confabulate.
Dangers of learning.
To construct false answers to a question while
Stay
genuinely
dumb
believing that they are telling the truth.
And relax in the safety of your own delusions.
A stroke victim, for example, will describe in detail a conference he attended over the weekend when,
Pull
in fact,
the wool
he has not left the hospital.
Over your own eyes.
Even so-called
else to do it?
Normal people sometimes have a tendency to confabulate rather than admitting, I don't know. Some people will make up an answer or an explanation and express it with complete conviction, believing it themselves as they make it up. Bob Dobbs, he's no slob. Bob Dobbs, he's no fool. He's the head of that subgenius church, which means he's super cool.
Is this a religious thing? That's it, Bob?
Yeah, it's
Bob,
some mindless acolyte of Bob.
Bob.
Oh, Bob's been good to me, so I say thank you, Bob, for giving me the tee-hee-hee that helps me fight the conspiracy. Oh, Bob's been good to me. Oh, goodness gracious, what a lot of Bob-Bobbing.
He's bobbing along.
When the
he's
red,
speaking
red
and removing
Robin
all
comes,
doubt.
Bob-bobbing along.
He's doing?
Yes, he's speaking and removing all doubt.
Wow. That is the way it is done, ladies and germs. In this
Hi,
neurological
this
demonstration.
Bob One, reminding you that you can buy A1 slacks at a store near you.
More slacks?
Jersey, depending on where you live.
More from Bob
Thank
One.
Thank you, Bob. You're welcome, Dad.
And you know, somebody who called himself Bob Dobbs wanted to be my Facebook buddy.
You know,
yeah, he wanted to be mine, and I wouldn't let him.
I wouldn't let him either.
I actually ignored him.
You Me know, too. I ignored
right.
him.
How funny. We all ignored him.
Well,
if
because
you're listening,
he,
Bob Dobbs, what does this mean?
It means that
what
you forgot something
that?
Very important, and I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Yeah,
but you need, when you make such an approach, to include what you did not. So better luck next time. Bob Dobbs.
Yeah. Bob.
There's a difference between feeling pain and being in pain.
There's a difference between feeling Bob and being Bob.
Yeah. There's a complete disassociation of the sensory dimension of pain from its effective cognitive and behavioral components.
There you go.
And its opposite, the disassociation of pain's effective components from its sensory discriminative components. Well, we can learn a lot.
I looked at all the people that have chosen
from
Dobbs
crossing the painful threshold and feeling the piercing, lancing pain of the multi-dotted face of J.R. Bob Dobbs.
And I decided, this is, but I don't like them.
Don't like whom, my boy?
Oh, and everyone.
In Bob's face? For that is what everyone is.
Because I am equally...
Your fellow humans are dots in Bob's
my
visit.
Comments...
And dots well incredible, ladies and gentlemen.
That's truly fantastic.
Today.
I was just editing all that.
And here's a funny thought.
Okay.
And it's 9/11, 2009, Friday, 4:51
a.m. It's that big bulbous Bob again, bulging and barging into our show.
All real Americans,
yeah,
love
Bob.
The sting of
Bob Dobbs.
Natural fluids.
The sting of Bob Dobbs.
We have to warn you.
The sting endures only for a moment,
first,
and then
Jody
it's bliss
sucks,
after that.
Dies with accents of black and blue.
That's us.
Yeah. You get black and blue.
The show right here at the end of the show.
Jody's fat eyes are injected into their mouth.
Okay.
Jody's going to feel like whacking off.
It feels weird.
Okay, now remember,
making
this
sure
is PG.
They're in the right positions. Help.
There we go. We can't watch this porn tape on our own time here, but I hope you've been paying attention to the educational vortices in the material.
And the interstitial space between
the
vortices.
Yes, the interstices between
the
interstices.
That's the important area. Because
right,
if
you
you're right on the cusp of the interstitial space between vortices
area,
A and
you know
vortices
what I mean? That
B,
special area.
That area is...
You know that area.
That's
that
like a space
about.
That
it's a,
is...
It's a certain... It's a problem
it's
area
like being
for
in heaven. It's
women
like
and
the
men.
Nexus. It's like being in the nexus forever. And we all know what that's like if you're in the nexus.
I don't know what that's like.
Sure you do.
I got to be there at the nexus.
I never got that tape.
Sure, didn't you?
When Bob come back for me.
With Malcolm McDowell
in a
in the
spaceship
Nexus?
The size of Texas.
Oh, that
he
at
wants
the
to
end
be in there. He can't
Jubilee.
Get in there, but you got in there, and you're in there, and the older guy is there, and you all get together, and everything's great.
Let's get together with a glass of Schlitz.
And you don't want to
have a glass of Schlitz.
There's a case of split personality. You'd like to have
pride and just a kiss of
the
heart.
In the real world, and the other
to put real gusto into every
drop.
Oh, let's get together with a glass of Schlitz.
In Bob's
real gusto in a
great
light.
Are you in Bob's pocket? If you're not Bob's pocket, what is? It's some kind of a Bob's in there. It's either you or something else. Are you just happy to see me?
Let's go over that.
Dear
again.
John, this was a lot tougher.
You say you saw some sort of creature? Is that what
thought.
You're... Calm down, please. I'm trying to help you. Say you saw some kind of monster. Is that what you're telling me here? Some kind of monster? Some unthinkable thing from another world? Some bone-dry monster from a waterless planet? Is that what you're telling me? Or a squashy, tentacular bug from
here's
some
Bob
watery
one for
world?
A1 Slack.
Come on, out
here's
with it,
Bob
man.
Bob 1 for A1 Slack. Here's Bob 1 for A1 Slack.
Hi, this is Bob 1. Years ago, my grandfather Abner 1, known for short because he was, invented the A1 Slack. However, today's go-go action now generation man on campus and off wants a little more out of life, so we added another leg to our super slim...
What a three-legged pair of pants for today's go-go on the go action
A1
on
slacks,
campus man.
Two-legged action slacks for the two-legged action man.
Thank you, Bob.
You're
but there's the three-legged stool pants.
The three-legged stool pants.
One doesn't want
you
to fall down
stool.
Between two stools.
No, and you don't want to keep your stools in your pants. That's
now
for
you
sure.
You don't want to be a stool pigeon on your own stool.
Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise.
Yes.
And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding.
Yea, verily, yea.
Yea, verily. And that's what... That's the word is today.
September 11th, 2009. Can you believe it? It's September 11th, 2009.
Oh, yeah. That's been a long time.
Give me five. I didn't need that.
Not five.
I can't picture anything now.
Can't you give me something
look,
that
myself.
I can...
Oh, help me.
Don't
heart.
Worry.
Bill phone?
It's all
can't
part.
You give me something that, you know, after all,
the
L. Ron
tapestry of existence. Woven each night
Toe
by
Bob
sylvan died. Nymphs,
Toby
and then unwoven oh, under the unyielding, pitiless glare of the games. When noon lies heavy on flower and tree, and the weary day turns to its rest, lingering like an unloved guest.
A foolish son is
but it feels
a
good, and that's the important
and bitterness to her
no,
that bear him.
It's a verb. To slack on slack. And a slack on the cooking. A cooking on
slack. Slackalonians.
Third Slackalonians.
Slack move. That's an adjective.
Verse 12.
I know more slack. What's it now?
Chapter
10. Yeah, now.
We see the undergarments and the garments as they were chosen by the garment lord.
This is too much. I mean, this is really just too much.
The garments themselves are peacefully arranged in the garment district.
All right, the garment
for
district.
The garment
is that
wearers.
Where we,
what was that guy's
that
name?
On each
Sherman
garments.
Something or other.
Said one commenter on the garments being worn that day.
He was a soft coat guy, you know.
I noticed you're wearing your garments. They
yes.
Certainly look good on you.
Well, thank you.
Those are the best looking garments I've seen you wear.
Well, the other ones are at the cleaners. You see, they got covered with playa dust, so I had to wear these.
Now, these are your traditional ceremonial garments, I notice.
These are my jodhpurs, and this
and
is
these garments descend from a functional derivation that at one time was had a reason for existence and now is nothing more than
an idle frippery of fashion where one plays the peacock strutting in the paroxysm of pride that goeth before a fall for a fool to fall
and a fool and his mother are soon parted.
Mom!
Come back, Sonny!
And he wants his own show.
I can't believe this is happening.
He wants off the monsters. He wants his own
somebody
show.
Somebody do something.
You little red monkey, acting so fidgety. Get out your fiddle and play him a tune. The very lonesome monkey.
He stands.
Everybody dance. So I ended up dancing with the devil after all.
And Clay seems to be jumpy, acting so fidgety.
Boing.
Cheer him up, Jimmy, with your euphonium, little red monkey, cute as
can be. Don't throw me up so high, Nick.
Oh, your horse is there, Sonny.
It's monkey show. You know, actually, I was listening to Pirate Cat Radio the other day.
This is Bob.
With your ears, are you using your ears to listen?
No, that's, and what was it like? What, did they have some?
Yeah, just guys, you know, doing show.
They had some good programming. Solid radio entertainment.
Did they have a lot of commercials?
They had interesting, similar dopey commercials, but they weren't the same stupid stuff over and over again.
Well, they must have found something worth
it. Rob was so depressed about doing show tonight, he said he was going to go in and not do show until the last 5 minutes, play all their commercials, and then leave.
Wow.
He was just so like,
what's he going to do the rest of the time? Just sit there with dead air?
Well, he and I were gagged about it. He can use it for a mixing studio, so he could actually go mix it.
No, do I.
But his show has lost savor and zest.
What about his fans?
He's not happy about that.
What about all his fans that wait to hear his fans?
There's no streaming. There's no archiving. There's no nothing. You just sit there and do the show. So whatever goes out over the air, I guess, or goes
then
out.
It's lost
the experts
forever.
Who spend their lives looking at these issues assure me absolutely that there is no danger to human health of beef burgers, minced beef.
In the
sausages or
the bathroom that you have in the garage.
And therefore,
that's not really
frankly,
a whole bathroom.
I would
it's just
take
a half
the advice
bath,
of
kind
of,
instead of
sugar,
half of
rather
a bathtub,
than those
a
who have
toilet.
Become very new to
Let's
this.
Get some beef.
Yeah, let's go.
Real food for real.
How about some rawhide donuts today?
Beef-free
donuts.
Did you see rawhide is out there in that rally as you leave
the best scientific brain in the country worked for six years?
And right after you get on the hard pavement.
Rawhide?
About 10, 15 miles, there's a Navy part of Fallon,
Chico,
N.S. Fallon, over here.
Time for two more calls. Chico, you're
first. Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's like a lot of, like, looks like a desert training base.
We went by that beef jerky place.
Thank you very much.
Those are fake. Fake calls. I can turn them up and down.
Wonderful show you guys out here.
Now, these guys exist.
It's a wonderful show.
How you beat it down and turned it right out.
We did.
Are you going to be there? Beautiful guys. Forward.
Are you going to be in PA selling paint? Are you going to be at PA selling paint?
Froward Heart. That fine,
no, I'm not
going
to be selling anything up there. I'm selling work over in the Mission right now, 17th and Dolores. For Maxfield House Caffeine.
Are you plugging your own
show? Did you hear this guy here? What shameless pluggery?
Hey, that's how we find our way to Slack.
Sure. Everybody, sure enough,
if you don't look out for your own interests, who will?
I'm sorry, I turned up a hornet's nest of consternation.
Hey, all you rocket jockeys, I've got something.
You rocket jockeys, you're out there coasting along in the bosom of Abraham.
You're the rocket jockey.
How are we still on the air?
I don't know.
What are you guys doing?
Something has happened.
Something bad has happened, but we should mention who we're listening to.
KPFB
in Berkeley, 88.1, 89.3, 94.1.
And KFCF in Fresno.
KPFA.org online. And we should be sliding into the other show right about now.
Sliding
very shortly.
The show person is here.
Well, then everything is as it should be.
So
God's in his heaven. All surprised
people.
I will just take it on out to the bitter end.
I'm sure there are some who are surprised, perhaps even consternated, that we are still on the air.
Some of those
a momentary aberration will soon be set.
What the heck is going on, baby? I'm listening to a private show. I'm trying to get the RFD report.
Calm down, Philo. It's almost over.
I don't know what I'm supposed to go out and plant today. I got to listen to the show.
Farmer Philo got up with the chickens every day.
Here you go, chickens. Some of these crystals. You'll like them.
Every one of us.
I was born down south on a chicken farm near Nashville, Tennessee. T'wasn't no one there but a sky full of air. So.
In fact, there's so.
Attention! We're all now for possible emergency re-entry.
Oh no, not again.
Stand by. Video signal coming in on all channels.
Just as I thought. Somehow, this silly bird trips the emergency system every time he comes in.